Two Lebanese MPs are beginning week two of a sit-in inside parliament. They're promising to stay put until a new president's elected after months of political paralysis. We're going to get more on this from Zeina Khodr in Beirut. Zeina, this must be very frustrating for the people in Lebanese. Tell us what's going on, how people are being affected.
Well, there is a deep political crisis in this country, a vacuum at the executive level. There is no president now. This has happened in the past, but this time around, there's also no functioning government. And this time around, the parliament is an electoral body. It cannot legislate. And this time around, the economy has all but collapsed. And this is why the MPs decided to do this protest action. They are hoping that other MPs will join them in order to elect a president. But politics works in a much different way in this country. Since the end of the Civil War, the traditional parties who have been running this country, they choose to hold dialogue outside state institutions to try to reach a deal. Now, what are these MPs telling us? They're telling us there's an urgent need for an executive authority in order to deal with this economic collapse, to pass reforms, to deal with a currency which continues to devaluate every single day. People are losing purchasing power. Public schools cannot open because teachers cannot be paid. So the state is collapsing. Now, we're unable to enter the legislature to meet these MPs in person because the governing alliance are not permitting journalists inside, but we did manage to speak to them over Skype.
Two members of parliament from the so-called Forces of Change bloc have been camped inside Lebanon's parliament building for 2 weeks, pressing for the election of a president. Like much of the population, they're in darkness. Long power outages are one of many crises facing the collapsing country. Their demand for open sessions to elect the president has the support from other MPs, but not from the governing alliance, which also refuses to allow journalists into the legislature. These politicians realize this protest may drag on for weeks, but say they are doing their duty to protect democracy and the rule of law.
They are like a member of a club, and they want one thing, how to share the power between them, among them. This is the idea. They are not apply the constitution.
No political alliance has a two-thirds majority needed to elect a candidate in the first round of voting. The opposition is divided, as is the Hezbollah-led governing coalition. And it's accused of preventing open sessions inside parliament, which would require fewer votes to choose a head of state.
Hezbollah wants to make sure that the next president elected will ensure the rights of Hezbollah to maintain its weapon. The other stumbling issue that choosing a president and choosing a prime minister and the nature of the government to be after electing president need to come in one package.
It's how politics has been conducted for decades. These MPs are hoping to change that, but concede they're up against an establishment that has sidelined state institutions.
We, as 12 MPs, change MPs, are really keen on really respecting the Constitution and in reinstating the public institutions.
The political paralysis isn't new. The election of the previous head of state, Michel Aoun, followed more than 2 years of bargaining that finally ended with a power-sharing deal.
The balance of power is in the favor of the establishment, and many fear even if a president is elected and a new government is formed, it will be the same political class blamed for the economic crisis, the same political class who's done nothing, really, in the past 4 years to stop the financial meltdown.
Zeina, thank you very much indeed. That's Zeina Khodr talking to us from Beirut.